With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Some good news for President Trump and other defendants as the prosecutor handling the Georgia election interference case against Donald Trump and the others has decided not to pursue it any further. He raised questions about whether or not it could even be done with President Trump in office, and the others involved in the case are also off the hook. Lisa Dwyer reports that fewer Americans sought unemployment benefits last week.
U.S. applications for unemployment benefits in the week ending November 22nd dropped 6,000 from the previous week to 216,000. According to FactSet, that is below the 230,000 forecast by economists. The job cuts recently announced by large companies such as UPS and Amazon typically take weeks or months to fully implement and may not yet be reflected in the claims data. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Mortgage rates taking a dip.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.23%. This is the first drop after three straight increases. The average rate is now at its lowest level since the first week of November and remains near its low for the year. When mortgage rates decline, they can boost homebuyers' purchasing power. Easing mortgage rates this fall helped lift existing U.S. home sales, including in October, when they rose to the fastest pace since February.
Stocks rising on Wall Street.
Stocks rose in morning trading on Wall Street Wednesday. The S&P 500 rose 0.5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.5%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.7%. Stocks have risen for three straight days. Wall Street is growing more confident about the possibility of an interest rate cut at the Federal Reserve's next meeting. U.S. markets will have a shortened trading week. Markets will be closed on Thursday for the Thanksgiving holiday and will open for shortened hours on Friday. Damian Troisi, New York.
And this is SRN News. One Ohio congregation is giving away gas, Michael Harrington reports.
The Fosteria Church of God will mark Black Friday by giving away $20 of free fuel to each motorist who pulls into the Abaco station at 202 North County Line Street, and church members will pump it themselves. Pastor Dan Lucian tells the Courier, quote, "We're trying to offer something that is of need at a critical time of year when resources are low. The church will pump until their donated money runs out. Last year they pumped more than $5,000 worth." Michael Harrington reporting.
As travel picks up for the holiday season, flyers can find a moment of quiet and relaxation at interfaith chapels located at many U.S. airports. Protestant, Catholic, and Jewish faith leaders established chapels at airports in the 1970s and 80s. They offer quiet spaces for individual prayer rather than any kind of organized services. Tucked behind baggage claims or above food courts, the chapels are often in very unique places. This is SRN News. Keith Peters reports that renters appear to have won a round.
Real estate software company RealPage has agreed to stop sharing non-public information between landlords as part of a settlement with the Department of Justice. Federal prosecutors had accused RealPage of helping property managers illegally drive up rents across the country. The DOJ announced the settlement Monday, more than a year after federal prosecutors filed the antitrust lawsuit under President Biden. Officials accused RealPage of facilitating algorithmic coordination. Keith Peters, Washington.
U.S. consumers were less confident in the U.S. economy in November. In the aftermath of the government shutdown and amid weak hiring and stubborn inflation, the Conference Board said that its Consumer Confidence Index dropped to 88.7 in November from an upwardly revised October reading of 95.5. More on these stories at srnnews.com.